19th of January, Mark 2, 13 to 17. He went out again to the shore of the lake, and all the people came to him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, the son of Alpheus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. When Jesus was at dinner in his house, a number of tax collectors and sinners were also sitting at table with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them among his followers. When the scribes of the Pharisee party saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I came to call not the upright, but sinners." It is the very central word which is given today to us, which we always should realize. The church is sent to the sick and to the sinners, and this will be her mission till the end of the times. In the time of Israel, it was important to be separated from the people, not to be connected with the sins of others, and also not to fall into errors of the other people. But with the coming of Jesus, it was changed. And this was not easy to understand for the scribes. But of course, the Lord gave today an answer with which they could try to reflect. With the coming of the Lord, the mission changed. Now, the church is called to look for the people, to bring them the love of God. She is sent by the Lord. And we know how much were sent and brought the gospel under horrible difficulties to people, and also to look for the sickness of the people. For us, it's always very important to deepen our conversion, that the sin cannot rule about us and can hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. Other people who are deeply in sin, and maybe they do not know really what sin is, they need our authentic testimony in work and deeds. Let us think about how much people are disappointed when they hear good words, maybe very good words, but then the testimony of life is going away from that. The Lord is looking for people to open his heart for them. He's going to the life of a sinner and is bringing him to conversion. So we Christians, we do not separate from the sinners for whom Jesus gave his life. No, we are separating from the sin. It is the mercy of God and his will to save, bringing people to conversion, to change their life. And we try to show the way of the Lord, that other people also came out of the trap of sin. Today we have to see, with some tears in our eyes, that it seems to be that some people in the church are not really very clear what sin is, the destructive power of sin. They try to find good points in irregular or sinful relations to strengthen those people. But the danger is, and the development is going in this direction, that you forget how terrible it is to live in a concrete sinful situation, and that they have to leave the situation. The danger is if you underline the positive elements, for example, in a homosexual relationship or in a relationship outside of marriage, that you start to relativize the dramatic, that you are far away from God, and you don't realize the danger of the soul. and also forget that each sin is the refusing of the love of our Lord. At another point of the Holy Scripture, Jesus shows us what is the real way with the woman who was deeply in sin. He didn't accuse her. He didn't throw stones to her, but said very clear she should leave the way of sin. Jesus comes to save in an attitude of love. That means it's a basic love, a yes to human beings. And we are called to do it in the same way. Let us try to find people and to meet people in the way like God does it. Like the Lord in the meeting with a sinful woman, in love and truth. That means not to judge people, but to make it clear in the way of the Lord what is the will of God, and if it's possible, to offer help to find and go the way of salvation. So we should not refuse the sinner, but the sin, and should do this all in love and truth.